The President of the European Council says much work remains to be done to achieve a deal to keep Britain in the European Union. Speaking after the first day of a summit in Brussels ended without agreement, Donald Tusk said talks would continue later on Friday. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said that with hard work and goodwill, he can achieve a deal to try to stop his country leaving the EU. Chris Morris reports from Brussels.
Diplomats from several countries said divisions on the proposed deal for the UK were deeper than expected. David Cameron told his fellow leaders last night that this was a chance to settle the UK's troubled relationship with the EU for a generation. Differences had been allowed to fester for too long. But he also faced efforts to water down several of the proposed changes. There are still disagreements about welfare benefits for migrant workers, about some financial issues, and about the need for promising future treaty change.
The EU leaders agreed that they would hold a meeting on the current migration crisis with Turkish officials in early March. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, stressed the importance of a common European approach.
Avant la réunion, il y avait ceux qui doutaient.
Before the meeting took place, there were people that doubted the approach, that stated that in order to resolve the problem of refugees, a European approach was needed, and we said unanimously that the approach must be a European one, and that solo nation approaches were not recommended.
China is making it easier for foreigners to work and live in the country. Guidelines issued by the government will expand the categories of foreign visitors to the country who are eligible to apply for permanent residency, giving them equal rights with Chinese citizens. Restrictions will also be relaxed on foreign students seeking jobs. More than 6,000 Mozambicans are seeking shelter in refugee camps in neighbouring Malawi. They say they are fleeing a recent surge in violent clashes in the north of the country between Mozambique's government and opposition fighters, sparked by a disputed election in 2014. The Mozambican authorities say the refugees are predominantly economic migrants forced from their homes by drought. Environmental research commissioned by the Australian Parliament has found that pollution has turned the oceans into what they called a plastic soup. From Sydney, Phil Mercer.
A parliamentary investigation has heard microbeads that are used in cosmetics and toothpaste are being ingested by fish and then in turn by consumers of seafood. Researchers have argued that the tiny beads absorb chemical toxins in the water. A recent study by Australia's official science agency found that almost 60% of all seabird species they examined had plastic in their stomachs.
This is the World News from the BBC. Facebook has publicly supported the stance taken by Apple in refusing to help US law enforcers unlock the mobile phone of one of the people involved in the San Bernardino shootings. Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife killed 14 people in the attack in December. The FBI wants access to the data, but the phone is encrypted. A gas company in California says it's finally sealed one of the biggest gas leaks in the history of the United States. Studies are now being carried out to establish the long-term health impacts of exposure to the gas. James Cook reports.
The invisible, foul-smelling gas began spewing into the air in October, causing sickness, nosebleeds, and headaches in the nearby community of Porter Ranch. Nearly 4 months later, after several failed attempts, the Southern California Gas Company says it has permanently sealed the well by pumping in heavy fluids and cement. The leak is estimated to have accounted for a significant proportion of California's entire annual emissions of methane. The company faces lawsuits and criminal charges, which it denies.
An historical research project at the University of London that involved 27,000 volunteers has revealed that British soldiers serving in the First World War spent far less time at the front than is often assumed. Rather than living in the trenches permanently, the researchers have found most soldiers were away from the front for about half of the time they were engaged in combat, only on one of every 5 days that they were abroad. The findings are based on entries in thousands of war diaries that were put online. European scientists have shed fresh light on the established theory that people are more willing to hurt others when ordered to do so. The study by British and Belgian psychologists found that being coerced reduces the extent to which the brain registers the consequences of what we do, diminishing our sense of responsibility. And that's the BBC News.